Hi, and welcome to the Afro Sports Podcast. This podcast is going to be reviewing the first and second round of the NBA playoffs. Okay, first things first, let's get into the first round. Okay, first game, Blazers versus the Thunder. In this game 5 of the first round, Damian Lillard had 50 points, including a step 37'3" to win the series, while Paul George on the Thunder at 36 points. Russell Westbrook had his 10th playoff triple-double. The score was 118 Blazers, 115 Thunder. Blazers moving on to the next round. Okay, let's get into the next game. Nets versus 76ers. The Nets won their first playoff game in 4 years against the Sixers. D'Angelo Russell on the Nets, he had 26 points and was shooting 10 from 25 from the field, while Caris LeVert, shooting guard on the Nets, had 26 points. Jimmy Butler on the 76ers had 36 points and was shooting 50%. Joel Embiid, center on the 76ers, had 22 points in the Nets' first playoff win in 4 years. Nets won 111-102. Okay, so now it's the third game of the first round that I'm recording. It's the Magic versus the Raptors in game one. The Magic beat the Raptors by 3 points because DJ Augustine, Magic point guard, hit a three with 4 seconds left. He had 25 points and 6 assists, while on the Raptors, Kawhi Leonard had 25 points and 6 rebounds, with the Magic's first playoff win in a while. Okay, it's time for Spurs vs. Nuggets Game 7. The Spurs lost this game because Greg Popovich, it's not his fault, was screaming at them to foul with 21 seconds left while the Nuggets were dribbling at the clock. They didn't. Nuggets shot a three, missed, and DeMar DeRozan gets a rebound and realizes they can't do anything because they lost. Onto the stats for this game. Nikola Jokic on the Nuggets had a triple-double, while on the Spurs, Rudy Gay had 21 points. Okay, now let's get to the 4 second-round elimination games. Okay, Bucks versus Celtics, Game 5. The Milwaukee Bucks demolished the Celtics in this elimination game. Giannis Antetokounmpo, the Greek freak who's on the Milwaukee Bucks, had 20 points, while Chris Middleton, spelled with a K, Middleton, had 19 points. The Celtics, Kyrie Irving, had a team high of 15 points in the loss. It was Bucks 116 to Celtics 91. Okay, Warriors-Rockets, Game 6. It was tied at 57 in the first half when Steph had 0 points and Kevin Durant was out. Both players were on the Warriors. Then in the second half, Stephen Curry came out strong. He had 33 points. Klay Thompson had 6 three-pointers to go with the 27 points he had in the whole game. The Warriors' bench was key because they all played amazing without Durant. Meanwhile, the Rockets had James Harden, who had 35 points, and Chris Paul, who had 27 points, in this embarrassing loss. Warriors win 118-113. Game 7, Trailblazers vs. Denver Nuggets. CJ McCollum had 37 points, Damian Lillard only had 13. The Nuggets had Nikola Jokic, who had 29 points and 4 blocks. In this Game 7, the Blazers clutched it up after down big in the first half. They won 100-96. Okay, Okay, in this game 7, Raptors for 76ers, I'm going to jump right to the end of the game. Jimmy Butler gets a pass from Tobias Harris. He drives down the lane, makes a layup to tie it up with 4.2 seconds left. Raptors coach calls a timeout. They get it into Kawhi Leonard, who makes a fadeaway corner shot that bounces 4 times on the rim and goes in. He had 41 points in the win, and Joel Embiid, who was crying after the game because he's on the 76ers and they lost, had 21 points. Okay, everyone, thanks for listening to my podcast. I hope you have a good day, and goodbye.